Next stop, Oz Street.
Face coverings are required on MBTA vehicles and in stations.
If you find yourself taking the T to any destinations, you'll have to mask up. But let's explore the spaces where the dawn of post-pandemic life is beginning to shine. Massachusetts is experiencing a rainy opening day. I just got my second dose of Moderna about an hour ago, so let's see how this all plays out.
My first stop, A&B Kitchen and Bar, which basically sits in the shadow of the TD Garden. Reopening day coincides with a home Bruins game. Kimberly Sapp, who manages the restaurant, says it makes for a busy time.
Having a really great matchup and then having all of the excitement of the restrictions being lifted really makes for the perfect storm of happy people in Boston. We're excited about it. We've got lots of reservations, lots of people are out. The energy in the air is really fantastic.
Sapp says A&B Kitchen and Bar closed several times during the pandemic. It's been a challenge, and it's not necessarily over. She says prices of the food the restaurant buys have gone up, but today she's focused on what feels like better days ahead. Sapp has been vaccinated for about a month, and lifted restrictions means she's no longer donning a mask when she doesn't have to.
I have a lot of faith in the vaccines and the work that's being done, and so I feel great about being able to greet guests with a smile.
One of those guests is Leonard Rowan, visiting from Houston. He's here for his friend's graduation from Harvard. He says he's looking forward to exploring Boston mask-free.
I feel comfortable with the number of vaccines and vaccinations and finally letting go of the mask.
Rowan won't be the only visitor in Boston this summer. Governor Charlie Baker originally said restrictions would ease up in August, but since he lifted them a couple months earlier, businesses are hoping for a tourist season.
I feel like social distancing is important still, but as long as people are careful and most people are getting vaccinated, it feels like getting back out there is a good thing to do.
I spotted at least one person in the restaurant wearing a mask. They didn't want to be recorded, but told me they're still wearing a mask because there's no way to tell if people around are actually vaccinated. Next, I went over to Boston Common, where I saw more masked people than unmasked people. The state isn't called Massachusetts for nothing, after all. But Carol Hayon of Beacon Hill says being able to shed the mask now is a testament to how cautious the state was throughout the pandemic. She says she got COVID last year, but feels fortunate for this new day.
I'm not wearing a mask, and I am enjoying the freedom and the idea that we've gotten through this, hopefully, together as a community.
It's been a few hours since I got my shot, and I feel okay. And it seems people out and about enjoying the freedom and optimism that comes with more vaccinations and fewer restrictions are feeling okay, too. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.